Reign of the Goddess. The goddess teaches us that every ending is also a beginning. May there be rebirth from this death. Kate Tiernan. Hindu religion puts the feminine divine along with the masculine. Her worship happens at par with the Trinity. Her powers, a compounding of theirs put together. We worship her as knowledge, wealth, and courage. Almost everything in nature that regenerates equates to a goddess. In India, we celebrate this divine energy during the Navratri, 9 nights. Each of these days is representative of her 9 forms. This reign of the goddess begins on the first day after the new moon in the Hindu month of Ashwin, October, and concludes with Dashehra or Dasera on the 10th day. Navratri in the southern tradition. The whole of India from east to west and north to south celebrates the goddess's arrival, be at home or temples or at community gatherings. Each Indian state has its own tradition, so does each community, with a multitude of rituals, practices and offerings. Most North Indian communities practice the sowing of the Jawar plant and observe fasting. In the south, it's about Vedic rituals, varieties of food and celebrating the Navarasa, 9 pleasures of life. A display of dolls and other crafts, Golu, is the centerpiece of this occasion. Song, dance, kolam decorations and sundal, a delicacy made of whole grains, bring a lot of energy into homes. Ladies invite each other to their homes to offer vermilion and turmeric for these 9 days. It is a matter of great pride to have the best display, and the entire family brings their creativity to the table to set them up. Navratri is not just a celebration of the divine feminine. After 15 days of austere ancestor worship, Pitru Paksha, it's a reminder that after death, life begins again. And life is a celebration. A woman is the reason for it. This Navratra, may the goddess bless you with unbound energy and wealth of all kinds. Pin the celebrations.